The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will learn, inshallah, we will start from aqaid today. Which types of aqaid are compulsory for us to learn? These were the intentions. This was also our, you can say, main subject, that we must make intentions before starting each and every good deed, good amal, good action. So this will increase our reward and thawab, inshallah. So this was our first, you can say, the part and first segment of our lecture, that we must make good intentions before starting each and every action. Even an action which is mubah, which doesn't have, you can say, thawab or doesn't have guna itself. But let's suppose if I'm eating, neither it is thawab nor it is guna, nor it is sin. But if I will make good intentions before eating, that I am going to eat, and with this food I'll get power to praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and to act upon the teachings of Islam, and so many other intentions I can make, inshallah. This good intention will create our this action of eating, and make our this action of eating, you can say, reason and cause of reward, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So regarding matters of aqaid, faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. This was our first part. Second part was knowledge about Allah's divine being and attributes. Zat and sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. What a Muslim must have aqaid and belief regarding Zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, divine being of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as attributes, sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, this was the detail of our first part, matters of faith. Today's lecture, inshallah, we will learn about aqaid in detail, inshallah. So these were different aqaid, and then worship. So purity, paki, napaki, wuzu, ghusl, tayammum, and other things, as well as ibadat, namaz, and roza, fasting, zakat, hajj, as well as sacrifice, qurbani. This was the second part, worship. First was regarding faith, iman. Second was regarding worship, how we can perfect our worship's ibadat. Ibadat is not only, salah is ibadat. Our each and every action just to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that is considered ibadah. So there are different categorizations of ibadat which we must learn, and we must try to learn the basic things due to which our ibadat can be considered complete, or those things due to which our ibadat can be destroyed. So these were basic things which we need to learn. The third step was transactions, muamalat. These are marriage, rights of spouses, divorce, upbringing of children, rights of parents, ruling of Sharia regarding trade, rulings of Sharia regarding business, principles of employment, oath and compensation, kafara of oath and interest. These are different things which we must learn about regarding our these transactions and different agreements. And next step was Islamic ethics and manners, akhlaqiyah. These are also compulsory thing for us, compulsory things to learn. So basic thing, akhlaqiyah, there are two types of things. First things are called just to, you can say, beautify our character. Okay? And in this thing, there are so many things. If we will avoid those things, our character will become very good. So lies. Lying is also a sin. How can we save ourselves from this sin? What is the ruling regarding lying, as well as backbiting, jealousy, showing off, pride, evil thoughts, and there are so many other things which we have to save ourselves from these things, as well as to adapt the path to salvation, such as fear of Allah, khawf-e khuda, and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, good character. So these were different things which we have to learn in our this first ulum course. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Matters of faith. Faith. We, alhamdulillah, yasawajal, we all are Muslims and we have faith regarding Almighty Allah azawajal, oneness of Allah azawajal, and there are different things and different aqaid about Almighty Allah azawajal, as well as faith about prophethood, faith about qabr, faith about death, faith about the day of qiyamah. There are different categories. Inshallah azawajal, today we will try to learn about the faith in Almighty Allah azawajal. How a person becomes Muslim and what are the necessary faiths he must keep in his mind, and he must make this aqeedah about Almighty Allah. So first of all, you'll have to write this thing. Inshallah, I'll speak slowly. Inshallah, you'll have to write, and inshallah, then I'll explain this thing. First of all, belief. Belief, it is also called aqeedah. Aqeedah, firm belief, and faith. So first of all, belief about Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember this thing. What thing creates difference between Islam and other religions is that oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is one. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is one. He has no partners either in being Zat. He has no partners in Zat, attributes, Sifat. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have any partner either in being, divine being of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that his Zat is alone. His attributes, Sifat, attributes. You can also say characteristics, actions, af'al, actions. He is alone in Zat, being, attribute, Sifat, actions, af'al, commands, or in names. There is only one Allah. If any person believes that his God has partners, then that God of his is not Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is one in being, in divine being, in his Zat, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is alone. There is no partner of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This thing is the main difference between Islam and other those religions in which the believer of that religion, the follower of that religion, has the faith that there are more than one God. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is alone. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. O my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you say Allah is alone. So this is the one of the basic beliefs about Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And every Muslim must have faith regarding this matter, as well as in his attributes, in his sifat, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is alone. Let's suppose Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is Rahim. He is merciful. Now there is nobody else who is partner in this sifat and attribute of mercy. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is alone in his each and every attribute. There is no partner of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in his attributes, as well as the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is also a considerable thing, that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is alone in his actions. There are also a lot of people who have the belief Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal created angels. Now Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal deputed different angels for different things. One is created to distribute risk. One is deputed to give ruh. One is deputed to take out the soul. One is deputed for rain. So on different, you can say, for different actions, different angels are deputed. So some people, they have believed that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, although is alone, but in his actions, he has different partners. So remember this thing, that all these angels are servant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal gave them power to do these actions, but they don't have their own power. All powers are given from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers, we heard that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is alone in his being, in his divine being, in his zat, in his attributes, sifat, in his actions, in his af'al. There's no partner of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in his af'al, in his action. As well as he is alone in his names. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is wajibul wujud. This is the main aqeedah, main belief. Who is wajibul wujud? One whose divine being, zat, is necessary, is compulsory. And whose divine being is the reason for the presence of entire universe. So everything in this entire universe is dependent on Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything in this entire universe, whether it's human being, whether it is awliya-i kamilin, whether it is anbiya-i kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, prophets, or whether it is sayyidul anbiya-i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and everything is dependent upon Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal himself, he is independent. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is wajibul wujud, means his existence is necessary and his non-existence is muhal. His non-existence is impossible. Allah Azza wa Jal is all existing. Allah Azza wa Jal is all existing. Now, we heard that non-existence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is muhal. What does mean by non-existence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is muhal? Muhal is the word which means impossible. The thing which never occurred, that will be called impossible or muhal. So this thing did not happen at all, that there was a time when Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was not present. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was present before everything. His wujud and his divine being was present before each and everything. He is azali. Before the start of universe, before the creation of each and everything, one personality was present. One zat was present. And that zat was zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And this thing is also called qadeem. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is qadeem. In other words, he always existed. Qadeem means that personality who always existed. Another name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is also Azali. Another name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is also Azali. In other words, he will continue to exist. He will continue to exist. This is also known as Abadi. Allah Azza wa Jal alone is worthy of being worshipped. Because in the matter of worship, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have any partner at all. So my dear Islamic brothers, this was one of the basic beliefs which a Muslim must keep in his mind to become a Muslim. If a person, after claiming that Almighty Allah is one, but if at any time, at any moment of his life, if he disagrees with any one part of this belief, which we just read, which you just heard, which you just learned, then he will become a non-believer. If a person he had the belief that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was, he existed always. Okay, before that, before each and everything, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was present, he was not created, and he created the entire universe. But at some moment, or at the some time, he changes his belief and he says that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was not present, there was certain time. Then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was not present. Now he will become non-believer.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
To comprehend Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's Zat means divine self by means of reason and intellect is absolutely impossible. Now remember this thing, that intellect, the aql of a human being is limited. Main thing is, although the intellect of a human being, due to his intellect, a person created lot of things. He innovated lot of things. He made lot of things. But despite having lot of powers, the intellect of a human being is limited. Intellect, aql of human being is limited. And remember, to understand the Zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the divine self of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, with the help of intellect to understand the Zat, this is impossible. Because the thing which will come in our minds, in our intellect, that will be limited. Because our aql is limited. And the thing which will come in our aql, in our intellect, that will also be limited. And the divine Zat and the divine self of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is limitless. That's why this thing is taught in Hadith-e Mubarakah. Don't ponder. Don't think about the divine self of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If you will do so, you will become astray. You will become gumrah. You will go away from right path. So, this thing has been ordered and taught us in Hadith-e Mubarakah. Don't ponder, don't think about divine self of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Think and ponder about the attributes and sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's suppose, sun is rising every day, sun is setting every day. How a child is born, how a person, he gets wealth, he becomes wealthy, and a day comes when his all wealth goes away. So these different types of changes which take place, these things shows the whole, the system of universe. This thing shows that there is Zat, there is a power who is running the whole system of the universe. And that Zat is one, that personality is one, that Zat is Zat of Almighty Allah. So if you will ponder and think about the different sifat and attribute of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this thing will help you to get the marifat and knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So remember this thing. This thing is forbidden to think and ponder about Zat and divine self of Almighty Allah. That if there is something coming in someone's mind that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is like this, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is like this, his divine being, his divine Zat, his divine self is like this. If this thing is coming in our minds, but this is not our firm belief. As I mentioned in the beginning, that aqeedah is firm belief. That thing which is in your heart and you have firm belief in that thing, that will be aqeedah. As we take the example of a person who have faith in Trinity. Now, he has firm belief that Allah is not alone. Allah is not one. There are three gods. Now, this is his firm belief. If you'll give him lot of dalail, you present him lot of proofs, he won't accept this thing. Why? Because this is his firm belief which can't be changed due to proofs. So, if something comes in our minds and that is just for a moment, or we can say Our firm belief is another thing. And the thing which is coming in our minds and hearts, that thing will be called waswasa, whispers of shaitan. So this thing will not affect our iman and faith until we will think in such a way that we will make it our aqeedah and firm belief, then it can harm our iman. So I hope that this thing will also be clarified, that any that thing, because alhamdulillah we are Muslims, and once upon a time in court of our great imam, a person came and he said, you Muslims, you are Muslim and I am a non-believer, non-Muslim. I am doing my ibadat worship and shaitan doesn't disturb me. Nothing comes in my mind. And you Muslims, you are facing lot of wasawis, lot of whispers. Now tell me what is the difference. Now that great imam gave him the example that tell me that if there is a thief or there is a robber, where he will come? The robber and thief will always come at that place where he will get a treasure. And the place, there's no treasure at that time, that place, robber and thief doesn't need to come. So a Muslim has the treasure of belief in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So shaitan will always whispers regarding the oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and regarding the basic beliefs of a Muslim. Why? Because he has the treasure of faith. He has the treasure of iman. So shaitan is the robber of iman. So he will always try to rob. He will always try to snatch. He will always try to take out the iman from the heart of a Muslim. That's why he's trying his best. And you are non-believer. You don't have any such type of treasure. So shaitan, the robber of iman, the thief of iman, doesn't need to come into you. So this is the basic difference. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, every that person who has firm belief regarding Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who has firm belief regarding the prophethood, who has firm belief regarding the last prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so shaitan will always try to snatch his iman. Shaitan will always try to steal his iman. So this is the proof that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, all the Muslims, they have the treasure of iman. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's also one of the basic beliefs, just as his zat, his being, divine being of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is qadeem. We heard this thing, qadeem, which doesn't have its start. We will say qadeem. In English, you will say ancient. But ancient is not the appropriate word for this thing. Ancient means the old thing. But for Almighty Allah, whenever we will use the word ancient for a building, it means it is old building. It is an ancient city. It is an ancient place. But for Almighty Allah, whenever the word qadeem will be used, it means that divine self, that divine zat, which was present before each and everything, which doesn't have any starting point, which was not created. So divine self, zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is qadeem, always existed and will always exist. His attributes and sifat always existed and always will always exist. So this is also one of the basic aqaid and beliefs. Now another one of basic beliefs, with the exception of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's being, zat and attributes, means sifat, everything else is known as hadith. H-A-D-I-T-H. Hadith. I'll explain it for you, inshallah. Hadith means that everything besides Allah's divine being, zat, and attributes, sifat, were inexistent and only came into existence and only came into existence after being created by Almighty Allah. As I told you earlier, while explaining the terminology Wajibul Wujud, Wajibul Wujud, whose divine being, Zat, is necessary, and whose divine being is the reason for the existence of every creature. So, accept divine Zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and attribute sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, everything is hadith. Only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is qadeem. Only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is qadeem, always existed. And hadith means that thing, there was a certain time when that thing was not existing. As you see the whole creation, if you see the whole universe, each and everything which exists in this universe, you and me, all the creations, there was a certain time when there was nothing except divine Zat and Sifat of Almighty Allah. And when Almighty Allah created this entire universe, these things came into existence. So, every that thing, at the certain time when it was not created and it was created after that time, that thing is called Hadith. So you, me, as well as Awliya-i Kamilin, as well as Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, prophets of Allah, and the Holy Prophet and last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also Hadith. Why I'm emphasizing on this thing? Because there are a lot of people who say that you do shirk. When you say, Ya Rasulullah, this is shirk. When you say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets of Allah azza wa jal and the saints of Allah azza wa jal, they got a lot of powers to do so many things. When you say this thing, these people blame that this is shirk. So my dear Islamic brothers, there is the specific definition of shirk. Inshallah, we will learn also that the definition due to which we can understand that which things come under the definition of shirk. So, if a prophet of Allah is given a power, it doesn't mean that this is shirk. Shirk has its own criteria. Shirk has its own definition, without which shirk cannot be proven. Neither is Allah the father or son of anyone. This is also one of the basic beliefs. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. This is one of the verses of Surah Al-Ikhlas. Lam yalid. He did not give birth to any child. Walam yulad. And he was not created. He was not born. So this is one of the basic aqaid. Neither he has any father, nor he has any son. Allah is alone. Neither is Allah the father or son of anyone. And nor does he have any wife. Anyone who claims that Allah Azza wa Jal is the father or son of anyone, or says that Allah has a wife, is an unbeliever. Even if one considers this to be mumkin, a possibility, he is misguided and baddeen. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have any family. He doesn't have any child. He doesn't have any father at all. And if there is a person who says that there is no family of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but this is possible that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal can become father of a child, then now this will also be called baddeen and he will be called misguided. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is Hayy. Hayyun. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal Hayy. Hayy. Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is Hayy. What is that explanation of Hayy? In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal is self-existing. Hayy means self-existing. Qaim bi dhatihi. For his existence, he doesn't depend upon anybody else. For his divine existence, he doesn't depend upon anything else. He is Hayy. He is self-existing. And the lives of everyone and everything is in his divine control. He gives life to whomsoever he wills and causes death whenever he wills. So this is also one of the basic aqaid of Islam, one of the basic beliefs of Islam, one of the basic faiths of Islam, that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is Hayy, He is self-existing, and every creature for its life depends upon Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't depend upon anything else. Another basic belief and aqeedah, He is Qadir. Qadir means He has divine power over everything that is possible, that is mumkin. So there is nothing possible that is out of His power, out of His control. Everything which is mumkin, which is possible, that is under control of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If someone thinks and if someone has belief that there is something which is not under the control of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then it means that he doesn't have faith in the Qudrat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't have the faith in divine power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So every that thing which is possible, that is under control of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Lie is possible for you and me. We can speak lie, but lie is not possible for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We can speak lie, but Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't speak lie. Now this thing is not possible for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because every that thing which is considered bad, every that thing which is not considered good, that is not under the Qudrat, the divine power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And ulama explained, this is not the defect of Qudrat, this is not the defect of the divine power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that these bad things, telling lie, adultery, telling lie, backbiting, lot of bad things, which are considered sins, and which are considered bad. So, all these things are not under the Qudrat, and these things do not have the ability to be connected with the divine Zat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, this is not a defect of power of Almighty, divine power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, these things, as I mentioned, these bad things and sins and so many things which we do not consider good, these things are not under the Qudrat, under the divine power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, the divine power, the Qudrat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is for mumkinat, for possible things. And which things are possible? I told you that these bad, except these bad things and those things which we do not consider good, these things are not under power for divine power for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Rest of the, all the things are under the Qudrat, under the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Zat and divine power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is free from each and every defect. Write down this thing also. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is all splendid and most graceful. He is free from all that which has deficiency and defect. In other words, it is muhal for there to be any deficiency or defect in Allah. It is muhal for Allah to be connected with any defect. Allah Azza wa Jal is free from lies, deceit, to deceive someone, distrust, ignorance, and immodesty, etc. These are absolutely muhal or impossible for Allah. To say that He has Qudrat, power over lying, in this sense, that He can tell lie. Although He doesn't tell lie, but He can tell lie. is to declare a muhal, absolutely impossible, to be a possible. And to imply that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has defect. To think that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's Qudrat, divine power, has a weakness if he does not have power over a muhal, is absolutely baseless. It is not a shortage of weakness in the Qudrat of Allah. In reality, it is the weakness and shortage of that muhal that it is not worthy of having connection with the divine Qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla.